You're listening to Spokespeople.
Hi, podcast listeners. This is Becca.
And this is Sarah.
And we co-host the Spokespeople storytelling events.
This is our podcast of the true stories told live at our monthly storytelling events in the San Francisco Bay Area.
The story you're about to hear, told by Isaac Rodriguez, came from our August 2012 show, Lost and Then Found.
Enjoy the story.
Our very first storyteller has performed at most area poetry slams and most recently at the Body and Fireside storytelling events. And he's had to grow up from 3 minutes to 10 minutes for stories. He says, "I love the sound of my own voice and sometimes other people do too." Please welcome Isaac Rodriguez.
A few hours ago, I didn't know I'd be doing this. Here I am. As a cyclist, a little credibility. That's for beer. But that's not really for credibility. Spoke wrench, and I know how to use it. This is not a fanny pack. It's what I used to carry my tools in when I was a messenger. Okay, it's a fanny pack. So I wear it on my hip, so it's not so much of a fanny pack. A long time ago, a number of times, I was lost on my bicycle. You know, I didn't know my way around yet, so I carried a map, eventually. Sometimes maps don't reflect what happens while you're holding the map for years. So on my way home, on a regular route, I used to live in Stockton, and because we got shit else to do in Stockton, I'd ride my bike to Concord so I could take BART into San Francisco and use all the gears on my mountain bike. Because my folks bought me a mountain bike. I love them for it. They just didn't understand the irony. So I was on my way home from Concord to Stockton, and it was late, and I'm sure my mother was worried. And there's a stretch between the end of, you're almost getting to the end of Marsh Creek Road before it gets to fuck all something else in the middle of nowhere also, Highway 4. And it's just lovely and rolling, and there's just you and rolling and darkness and nothing. But I know my way, and I have a little headlight. So I get to this sign across the two-lane-ish road that says, "Road closed to traffic." So in general, when you see a sign that says road closed to traffic, it means there's a bit of construction that's dangerous for cars, but you know, a bicycle or pedestrian, whatever, you can get across. On a horse, who knows? So I just go around the barrier and I just kind of cycle along cautiously, expecting some sort of hazard or divots or equipment. And all of a sudden, it gets really dark. And it was already dark. It's like 1 a.m. Mother's worried, I'm sure. But I do this a lot, so it's not a new worry, not that that's a really kind thing to do to your mother on a regular basis. And it's all of a sudden just blank dark. It's no features, no degrees of darkness. So I put the bike down, and like, there's a mound of dirt in the middle of the road. It's like, construction, okay, fine. And I just like, okay, we'll go around the mound of dirt. So I kind of walk around the mound, and it's not just a mound, it's a wall. Okay, so it goes that way, and it, of course, also goes in that direction. So I go, well, why didn't they tell me? Like, this is my fucking road. I go on this practically once a week. It's not on the map. Of course, the map's not in real time. We didn't fucking have iPhones and paper maps using my dad's AAA membership. Tons of them. They don't update periodically. Unless you go and get another one, but that next one you get is likely identical to the one you just had because they just print more of the same. So I had my map that has been generally current for a general amount of time. And I said, well, this is a wall, we can go over the mound of dirt, right? So I climb up to, and I realize that the mound of dirt is about this tall. It's like, okay, well, and I get over and I have my headlight and I peer my headlight down and it goes down twice as tall. Well, I'm not going down there. I'm not going down there at all. And I kind of like, as much as my feeble little light, this is pre-LED, mind you. So my feeble little light can tell me a little bit about the fact that this divot in the road extends for as far as my little existence needs to know about. So, we like, well, I gotta get home. Thankfully, I knew after this bit of feeling like, what will I do? I remembered there was a way around, about a 3-4 mile roundabout way in the middle of frickin' nowhere. But I still kind of knew where it was because I've been doing it for so long. Because in all the time I had a mountain bike, we did not develop any hills in Stockton, so I kept going to San Francisco. And I made my way around and eventually got home. And that was great. I finally got home. And I wasn't really lost, but I certainly felt lost, and I certainly didn't know what I was going to do next until I realized what else I knew about the place that I was generally familiar with. And I had pored over these maps and pored over these maps. And I kind of miss needing those maps to find my way around. That's the way I discovered San Francisco. I was like, what is this? What does this road do? Like, there's like, that's not on the map. Where does that go? And I'd go there, and I have a couple of binders this thick of pictures I've taken in that time of discovering San Francisco. My mother had the presence of mind to give me this little 35 millimeter camera that had film, this physical stuff called film. You put in the camera and you had to take it to somebody and they waved a magic wand. A few days later, you had pictures. And I carried that around for the longest time, and I have this trail that I could probably retrace of where it is I've been and probably remember other moments where I'd been lost and other moments where I found things that I wouldn't have discovered if I hadn't have let myself be lost. Because there wasn't any place within the period of times that I had while I was in San Francisco on my bicycle that I needed to be. There was a day and a half off I had between working at the bicycle shop and working in the cafe that I could do the, you know, 2 to 3 hours, depending on the wind, to Concord. And Concord, which was the last BART station at the time into San Francisco, and the map that I had that would get me around to somewhere, I was like, what's over there? We've only been to Pier 39 and a few other, the regular, you know, the tourist places with my mom, dad, brother, and sister. And here's just me. And that's how I came to know the San Francisco well enough to get paid to ride my bicycle around as a messenger, whereas I had simply discovered it and allowing myself to be lost for periods of time until I could find a pizza. That's about it.
Thanks to Isaac for sharing that story, to the Actual Cafe for providing the space, to Ian Ratzer for doing audio production, and to Sarah Woden-Schwartz for her last-minute emergency printing.
If you liked this story, join us for our monthly live show in the San Francisco Bay Area. Learn more by visiting spokespeople.org. That's spokespeople.org.
Or find us on Twitter and Facebook.
Thanks for listening.
Yay.